It's a program based on the NIV Bible, New International Version of the Bible. And this is KCEO Radio, AM 1000. Tonight we're going to be studying the 20th century application to timeless instruction through the Bible according to God and His Word. We call this a miracle in motion, and the reason why is that the Bible clearly instructs us that the Word of God is living and active. And so to be a part of the Bible, to read the Bible, to understand it and apply it to our lives, is without a question being part of God's miracle of life and growth and understanding. We do call it keeping it real around here, because when we have our interactions with others, we're asking that the phone lines tonight be used by anyone who is feeling anything that's on their heart that they'd like to discuss, or any praise reports that they'd like to offer and share with others, that they would to use the phones to call in and share that with each other. Tonight, we're just going to reiterate what we spoke of last week, which was couch potato Christians. And the fact that we said that life is not a spectator sport, and that this program is put together by the 11th Hour Ministries for the sake of getting out of our comfort zone. In life, we go through typical routine, and we pretty much punch the clock and go day to day with daily routines that, if we're very, very comfortable in our walk and in our lives, we feel here that we're not doing God's will, that we are to be called out of our comfort zones to perpetuate goodness. And we believe this being a lost and dark world, that it's high time that a group of people get together, and we ask that, you know, people become a member of this 11th Hour Ministries fellowship program. We have no sponsors, and we're not asking for your money. The purpose of this program is only to perpetuate God's love and share His love with each other. And so we talked last week about the Constitution of the United States of America and the fact that we've taken God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. And so we're here really to perpetuate God's Constitution. The Bible and every word in it is God's instruction to us of how to live our lives. It clearly states the blessings to us for our lives, as well as blessings for obedience, as well as the curses for disobedience. And so this program is put together for just to remind us of how much our God loves us, as well as challenge us to look inside ourselves and see how aligned we are to the Bible in our walk and our thoughts. And we talk about God Bless America last week. And when we take the Pledge of Allegiance out of God, the God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, isn't this becoming Godless America instead of God Bless America? And it's very sad to us that we've watched our society spiral downward with programs on radios and televisions that are sexually immoral, and politics. I mean, there's just, we did a little spot on the news, and it just began and ended with all bad news and things that are very disheartening. And so in order to encourage each other and to lift each other up, we're here to share the truth in the Bible according to the Word of God. Here we believe if it's in the Bible, we believe it, and if it's not, we don't. You'll hear opinions of mine this evening that are just the opinions of a man. And I'm here only to share my experiences in life with folks that may possibly be able to relate to what I've gone through in my life. But make no mistake about it, this is a program put together to focus on and study the Word of God according to the Bible to the letter. And so are we here to make excuses in life or changes? We talked about last week, there's a push here at 11th Hour Ministries to make three categories of citizenship, which is the good guys or God guys, the people who are believe in God and want to do the right thing and are trying to perpetuate goodness, those of us who are undecided, and then the people, the bad guys who are purposely perpetuating sin and filth and immorality. And God makes it very clear that Jesus says in the Bible, you're either with me or you're against me. He draws a clear line between everything in our thoughts and our minds and our souls and our spirits, that he wants us to be on his team. And if we refuse to do so, then we are against him. I'm going to announce the telephone number now. That is area code 760-730-5236. Again, that number is 760-730-5236. And so we want basically to challenge each person tonight to question, are you part of the problem of our society or part of the solution? And we are here to encourage you to do things in your life and live a life that is part of the solution to basically taking back this world from the darkness and the lost. It's heartbreaking to watch our young people going off in very disturbing ways in life. And so we're trying to, once again, bring to light the things that will make a difference between goodness and darkness. Once again, this is the 11th Hour Ministries. The phone number's 760-730-5236. And so we encourage you to call. Like I said, if there's something on your mind, something on your heart that you'd like to discuss, if you have a praise report, maybe an anonymous confession, whatever may be on your heart, please feel free to call. So we've come up with some phrases that we feel might be catchy to those who are listening tonight. The Bible being a me maintenance manual, or God's care kit, a couple's care kit, the Bible being a relationship repair manual, an us user's guide, the Bible being a communication kit, a troubleshooting manual, a first aid kit, basic survival kit, a marriage mender and sacrament saver, the basic instructions before leaving earth, Bible, that's the letters of the Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth. And the question is, you know, do we talk to each other or do we talk at each other? We're here to discuss function versus dysfunction, happy versus unhappy, family of believers versus the family of non-believers, the family divided versus a family that's undivided, light versus darkness, good versus evil, ease versus dis-ease, ethical versus unethical, moral versus immoral, right versus wrong, hard hearts versus soft hearts, selflessness versus selfishness, the willingness to serve rather than to be served. Are we self-controlled or out of control? Are we forgiving versus unforgiving? Considerate versus inconsiderate? Proper versus improper? Healthy versus unhealthy? Clean versus unclean? These are all the things that the Bible addresses to give us instruction and clarity on how we are to live our lives and to be a positive member in society. Again, this is the 11th Hour Ministries. We do have a website built, which is the 11thhourministries.net. You're also welcome to send any questions, comments. The Bible actually says, he who hates correction is stupid. We do believe here at the 11th Hour Ministries, this program is put together for God's to honor and revere our Lord. And if anyone has any constructive criticism or any thoughts, prayer requests, go to 11thhourministries.net, and we'd be glad to take and participate in your correspondence. But again, we're here to seek and find the mystery of the gospel of God. And so we're very excited about the fact that we even have a Bible to study. There's many countries where there's still people who are held from reading the Bible, who are persecuted because of the Bible. We talked last week about people who were thrown to the lions in the Roman Colosseum, Christians, and people who are burned at the stake. And the question is, how much is our conviction for God and His Word? And would we go in the pit for God was one of the questions of last week. So again, the Miracle in Motion, keeping it real at KCEO Radio AM 1000, phone number 760-730-5236. Again, that number's 760-730-5236. Once again, if it's in the Bible, we believe it, and if it's not, we don't. And the reason why is because our society has gone to a place now where everyone's opinion, every person has a different opinion. As unique as we are in our DNA and our makeup and our personalities, imagine how many different opinions there are on the planet, and how many people have the opinion of 6 billion people, 6 billion opinions. Well, we figure that with the way the Word of God is it's the rule book for life. It's the true north. It's the center of all understanding and the proper behavior. So if you look around and you see the way our society is spiraling down, you know, it turns into a program where we're basically sick and tired of watching Satan rip us off. There's children that are just being defiled. There's so much sin in this world, and so many innocent children and people that are being victimized. And so, once again, we're putting together a program that we want the Word of God to be contagious, so that people can really focus on the Word and get into what God is really trying to say to us, how He wants us to live our lives. And at this point, what we're going to do is we're going to go into some scripture, which is, once again, awesome. It's the Word of God according to the Bible. And what we're going to do this day is start off in Psalms 145, which the NIV, the New International Version of the Bible, is what we use here at the 11th Hour Ministries. The mystery of the gospel to be unfolded would be best perpetuated straight from the Bible, read for every word. The Bible says that every word is God-breathed. So we really ask you to focus on the Word in specific, and to use each word in context with what God's trying to tell us. Again, this is KCEO Radio AM 1000, and the phone number is 760-730-5236. That's 760-730-5236. So if you will turn your Bibles to Psalms 145, a psalm of praise of David. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. You will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works. And I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made, you will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men will know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cries and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Amen. That's just a phenomenal scripture. It goes to show that God just loves us, and he wants us to be successful in our lives. He wants us to thrive and excel. And upon our being very careful to follow all his decrees and commands, he will bless our lives. But once again, it says that the wicked he will punish. And I'd just like to give the phone number out here again. It's 760-730-5236. That's 760-730-5236. This is the 11th Hour Ministries on KCEO Radio AM 1000. We're here to study the mystery of the gospel of God according to the Bible and in the Bible. We do use the NIV, New International Version of the Bible here. 20th century application to timeless instruction. This is God's word. The Bible began to be written by Moses some 4,500 years ago. I believe there's 66 books in the Bible by prophets and very, very wise men. And the question is tonight is, actually I had a chance to go to Las Vegas this week for a convention for my industry, and the thing that struck me the most is called Sin City. Sin City. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What a lie. What a ripoff to us all. How much more can you mock God than to call your city Sin City? Whatever happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. God's watching us all, and he knows everything. And it's just sad to know that that catchphrase perpetuates, you know, immorality and deception, and it's very, very troubling. The phrase "girls just want to have fun" comes to mind, or "girls gone wild" even more. What a very, very sad. These are God's daughters. These are someone's sister, someone's child, but more importantly, these are God's children. They're God's daughters. And how dare us perpetuate, you know, and participate in the immorality of buying and watching these type of programs. Unfortunately, when we were in Las Vegas, the phrase "sex sells" is alive and well in this sad world of ours, because we sat and watched a parade of young ladies who were by the losses of the people in the casinos, that the money that other people win, can you imagine that money that we would use by gambling could be given to another person who wins at the casino, only to be used to take advantage of women who sell themselves, for the love of money in these places, and how lost those young ladies must be, and the fact that, you know, this is no different than Sodom and Gomorrah in the days of old. This is, it's such a sad set of circumstances, and no one really pays attention to it unless it really hits home for them, if it's their own daughter or their sister. And it was just such a sad thing to see. We have programs on television called Desperate Housewives. And isn't that such a sad state to have a woman be in? And yet we watch these programs and participate in their, you know, advancement. And so the phone number once again is KCEO Radio AM 1000 is 760-730-5236. That's 760-730-5236. And so the question tonight is man kind or is man unkind? We say mankind, but really is man being kind to each other? Well, it seems, if you look at the news and read the newspaper and just watch, you look around you, do you even know the name of your neighbor? When's the last time you gave a random act of kindness to a perfect stranger? When's the last time you considered another person in front of yourself? That's what this program is for, is to question your heart and seek the depths of your heart to find why our nation or why our world is going such a negative direction, and what we can do to promote good and positive things. Again, 760-730-5236, 11th Hour Ministries. I am a member of the Lighthouse Christian Church in Oceanside, California. Just a member who just loves the Lord. But if anyone is in San Diego listening and they're in the North County area, we highly, highly recommend the Lighthouse Christian Church. Pastor Mike is just an awesome pastor. This church does it right, and we truly encourage you folks to find a Bible-based church where the gospel of God is what is focused on, and not opinions of man and stories told by others. It is the scripture that does God's work. And tonight the challenge is to think of your sin of choice. We all have a sin of choice. A lot of times in life it would be easy to say the devil made me do it. But no, we actually have a choice in our behavior and our thoughts and in our walk, in our directions that we turn every day when we get out of bed. We have an option to do good or not. And so the question is also then, what are you slave to? Is there something on this planet Earth that you are slave to? And if there is, the Bible is able to instruct and help us to focus on how to break the chains that bind us if we're slave to some type of sin or our sin of choice or whatever. We need to surrender to God all of our ill thoughts or poor behavior. And God wants to instruct us as to how to live our lives. And so it's kind of a missing link between our God and ourselves if we don't have the Bible. And that's why we're here, is to perpetuate the actual scripture according to the word of God in the Bible. And the Bible clearly says that what you reap, what you sow. The question is, what are we sowing? When we go through our daily routine, are we trying to do good things for God and good things for our community, good things for our society? There's an old phrase, looking for love in all the wrong places. And that hurts like hell. When you're looking for love in all the wrong places, it's just a very, very disappointing ending to every relationship that is outside of God's blessing. And so the question for each individual is, have you lost your sparkle? Is there anyone out there right now who has lost their sparkle in their eyes? Have you lost your innocence or your dignity? Have you lost your moral compass, or have you lost yourself? Do you feel like You have no accountability. Or there used to be a time I called myself the Iceman and had all these walls build up. And there was a fortress around my feelings. And maybe you can relate to that. If you can, give us a call here and let's talk this through. God, there's plenty of scripture to relate to these type of things. And it's freedom. When you read the Bible, God wants you to be free of the chains of sin. And so he clearly, in so many ways, gives us instruction for how to distance ourselves from sin and to become to live a life that he can bless. The phone number again is 760-730-5236. That's 760-730-5236. And so the question is tonight, can you relate to any of these issues that may ring a bell with you and have something that you can relate to? Is the use of drugs, the use of alcohol, tobacco, over or under eating, binging on anything, chocolate, anything on earth that you would binge on is a sin. God refers to that as gluttony. Pornography, lover of money, lover of worldly things, adultery. Imagine how much that harms God. Maybe there's gang-related things in your life or someone you know. Maybe you're a person who's been molested or maybe you're a person who molests. And the only way to be free of that is through the Bible, through the Word of God. And what a tragedy such behavior is to our world. There's people who are in prison. There's crime. There's hate, rage and anger. Transgression against those others in our lives, trespassing, guilt, lust. The internet has become a haven for Satan and immorality, lies, deceit, stealing. Maybe you're filled with pride or arrogance. Slander is a sin, envy, jealousy. Maybe you have a divorce or are in separation with a spouse at the moment. But God can fix all of these wrongs through the Bible. If you have a relationship with a divorced or separated spouse, maybe you're using your children against each other. Maybe you're using them as a tool. What a shame and a crime for our children that this would happen. If maybe you're ungrateful or wasteful, maybe you have a feeling of entitlement that the world owes you something. Greed, even the video games that are out today have this evil spin on them, some. Maybe you're a critic of the Bible. Maybe you're a critic of the Word of God. And my challenge is that 4,500 years ago, Moses started to write the scripture in the Bible. And all the prophets that wrote the Bible, that God carried the hand of those who wrote the Bible. And how's that working for you? That's a phrase that Dr. Phil Works uses all the time. And I just love the phrase because if your life, how is your life working for you? How are the choices that you're making working for you? Tonight we would pray and we hope that you will become a new creation in God's love and his ways through the Bible. And we pray that you would surrender your sin over to God and open your heart and mind and soul and spirit and to be able to, you know, to just let God into your life. Give it a chance. What have you have to lose? We would ask that you would live your life for God tonight, that you would start to try your best to do good things and to help others. And the Bible clearly says that every knee shall bow. At this time, we are going to take a call from Carol from South Carolina. And so, Carol from Hello. South Carolina, how do you do?
Well, hi there, Mark.
How are you this evening?
I am wonderful, and let me just say that a mother's work is never done.
Interesting.
The phone number that you've been giving out?
I believe there's a correction for that. And let's see here, 760-720-5236.
That's correct.
Yes, I believe I've had a little problem with the phone line lately on my clarity of that. So please forgive me, folks. Let's correct that. See, God, Bible says he who hates correction is stupid. So let's get started right here because we're keeping it real on KCEL Radio AM 1000. And there's the first correction of the evening. 760-720-5236. God bless America.
Carol, there you okay. go.
So this is the 11th Hour Ministries. So maybe, Carol, do you have a praise report? Or that's God bless you for calling
well,
us and telling us that, because that's very important information, right?
I have. Yes, it is very important information. And I have so many things to praise God for, starting with you. And I just cannot tell your audience enough about how grateful I am to God for all the blessings that he's given to me, for all of the gifts that the Lord has given, even in the difficult times and in the darkness, there's always his light. And my question for you is, what are the three most important things that you have ever learned about God or from Scripture that you could share that other people can tap into and maybe they'll be meaningful for them?
That's a very good question. I think to answer that question, Carol, is the first thing that comes to my mind is that I lived a life that was rather heathenistic in my younger years. I'm 46 years old. And I was blessed with a business mind that made me a relatively wealthy man at a young age. And I took those blessings and misused them by buying things that were of the world. And I couldn't get a fancier car, or a bigger, or nicer house, and fancier clothes. And I was at that stage of my life, I couldn't find anything that would fill my heart, so I went on to be immoral with women, and that also turned into the use of drugs and alcohol. And the scripture that relates to that specific lifestyle, when I finally was able to turn from my behavior, I was taught how to read the Bible by some people who I just have a great fondness for, and they, shared with me exactly how to read the Bible. I thought it was a nice accoutrement to my bookshelf, and it looked good, and was pretty much a dust collector all my life. But then in Psalms 84:10, one scripture that just jumps out at me is that it says that it is better is one day in the courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper at the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. So for me, I learned that to have a relationship with God was the void inside me that I struggled and looked in every dark corner of life to try to fulfill had been filled with the love of God and the scripture it changed my life forever. I actually dropped to my knees in submission to the Lord.
Amen.
And ever since that has occurred, I've realized that that God loves me and he's keeping me with his good news through the Bible. I'm a new creation in this world. And I'm so grateful that I don't have to live a life of pain and feel the pain that I when I was living a corrupt or heathenistic or immoral life. And I'm not talking about anything super crazy, but I was a giant boat with no rudder. I didn't have a compass. There was no steering wheel for me in my life. And so that's what the Bible became for me. But There's another scripture that comes to mind, which is, do not suppose, this is in Matthew 10:34, and this scripture says, do not suppose that I have come to bring peace on earth. I did come to bring peace, but a sword. I have come to turn man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. And so I realize that in the scripture, God is very serious about our relationship with him. And he is not going to stand by and watch us just do the things that we feel like doing, whatever feels good, things of this nature. This is very damaging to our Lord and our God, and the Bible clearly tells us of the blessings for obedience and the curses for disobedience. So there will be another. But the third and final is, and I'd like to just give this phone number out again, which is 760-720-5236. Anyone who'd like to call in, it's the 11th Hour Ministries on KCEO Radio AM 1000. We're here with Carol from North Carolina, speaking of the mystery of the gospel of God.
South Carolina.
According to the Bible. This is the New International Version of the Bible. It's the 20th century application to timeless instruction. We do call this a miracle in motion, and we call it keeping it real. But finally, there's one of my favorite scriptures of all, which there's just... this whole book is filled with more and more amazing scripture, but the armor of God is Ephesians.
That's the one I was going to say, ask you about. Go ahead.
Ephesians is 6:10, the armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God.
Amen.
So that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground.
Mm-hmm.
And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist,
mm-hmm.
with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. And so, once again, I'd like to give the phone number, which is 760-720-5236. That's 760-720-5236. And thank you, Carol, from South Carolina, for calling in and sharing your love of the Lord with us here at 11th Hour Ministries.
Amen.
And you have a good evening.
You do the same. Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. So we're here tonight talking about God and the Bible and the Scripture, just such powerful stuff that we're trying to make sure that people realize that there is a God. He is real, and he wants our God. The Bible says that our God is a jealous God, and make no mistake about it, our lives are definitely to be aligned properly for God's kingdom to be moved forward in a positive fashion. He wants his, we're all God's children, and he wants his children to be obedient. So he absolutely demands that we continue to be obedient children. There are many, many scriptures which refer to our obedience versus our disobedience. And at this time, we're going to take a call from... okay, we're still trying to work this phone system out here. So here we are at 11th Hour Ministries. I'd like to read another scripture, which comes from Romans. And this is a This is a really powerful scripture talking about God's righteous judgment. And it, the scripture comes in Romans 1:24. Therefore, God gave them over to their sinful desires of their hearts, to sexual impurity, for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie. Then they worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations and women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Furthermore, since they did not think of it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, He gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, but they only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. And so it makes it very clear that we have a situation where God's people are being told how to live life, and that God lets them, He turns them over to their sin. If we choose sin in front of God, God will absolutely and clearly turn us over to our sin. And at this time, we'd like to go to Brooke on line one from San Francisco area. Brooke, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to praise God for what you're doing and what you're continuing to do, and we totally support everything that you're doing full forward. And if we could do anything to bless you guys or help you guys, we will. We keep you guys in prayer every week, and it's all about God, and we are just excited to listen to you every week on the radio.
Well, thank you, Brooke. We love God around here, obviously, and we love the Lord. It's just amazing, the scripture. I'm sure that the scripture and God has moved powerfully in your life. Do you have any praise reports of what God has done for you in your life, or is there anything on your heart that you'd like to share with the listeners tonight on how God has moved for you in your life?
Just He's been blessing us immensely. My husband has found an awesome job.
Amen.
And is just continuing to bless us. He's blessed us over the weekend with financial, burdens that He's been gracious to us. And we're just very excited. We're very excited to see what the Lord is going to do and continue to do in the next year.
But you do agree very much that following the word of the Lord and following His instruction is imperative in our lives. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Amen, sister. Well, thank you for the call, Brooke. We love you with the love of the Lord here at the 11th Hour Ministries. And we're going to go ahead and take a call from Amanda from Fallbrook. Amanda?
Hello, Mark.
How are you this evening?
I'm very blessed. How are you doing tonight? How is the radio ministry going?
Oh, it's fantastic, and we're just super blessed here to have a collection of God's people who are tuning in to hear the Word of God and His truth. We do love the Lord, and we're grateful that we get the chance to share His love through the Word with others. And so what's on your mind tonight, Amanda? Do you have a praise report, or is there something that a way that God has moved powerfully in your life that you would like to share?
Amen, yes.
I was raised as a Christian in Oceanside. I fell away from the Lord in 2005. I gave up honor roll. I gave up team captain of cross country. I gave up team captain of track and field. I gave up varsity. I gave up all these things to fulfill the lust of my flesh. What happened was I moved up to Hollywood, and I lived there. I got involved with the wrong people.
Wow.
I did some pretty bad things. I was in Las Vegas. I was in hotel rooms. I was making fast, quick money.
Mm.
And you know what? God helped me tremendously, okay? He brought me back home.
Amen.
He brought me back home healthy. And to him, I owe my life. And to
Amen.
Him, I will continue to praise and glorify every single day. Because you know what? Everything that I've been through, I should not be alive. Everything that I've been through, I should be a vegetable right
wow.
now. You know what? It is through the power of God and by His grace that I'm able to even have this conversation with you and
wow.
on your gracious radio that God has provided for you. You know, praise His name.
Amen.
And, you know, He's just very good.
Well, you know, the Bible clearly says that those who love the Lord and the Word of God and follow His decrees, that makes us brothers and sisters in Christ, and so that makes you my sister. And I must say that I'm very proud of you, sister, because this world has temptation everywhere you turn. It's coming out of our youth when we're born into this world. We wonder if we have a toolbox of tools that are giving us the proper ingredients to know how to survive in this world and thrive and excel and do the right things. And we find, unfortunately, more and more either folks have empty toolboxes and sometimes people are coming out with sharp instruments and things of this nature in their toolbox rather than something that would be positive and fruitful and so it's really awesome to hear that God has moved powerfully. And so I assume that through Scripture is the Word of God itself. Is, do you read your Bible often? Do you attend a church?
You know, not only do I attend church, not only do I read the Scripture, but the toolbox that you are referring to is God's Word, period.
Amen.
And the reason why I say this is because, being raised in the church, okay, yes, I did get bored with God. However, He brought me back.
Amen.
And because He brought me back, because I was once in the pit, I am able to minister to those who are in the pit themselves. If I never became the gutter, how would I be able to minister to those who are either about to go into the gutter or who are trying to bring themselves out of the gutter? I rode public transportation for, I want to say, a good 8-9 months. And there's a very good ministry that can be produced in public transportation because there's a lot of people who ride the bus either because they cannot get a license because they hurt themselves with drugs and alcohol,
Amen.
Either because they're on probation or either because of an illness that they have or they're disabled or whatever, you know.
Amen, sister. That's a very good point.
And the more loving Christians that are on those buses that have been there and done that, when they go and witness to these people, those who are still lost can tell that the Bible carrying Christian has been there in
Amen.
Their shoes. And you know what? The more that we use these tools, the more that we use God's Word to really minister to those who are lost, the more we have an advantage on taking care of what God has placed in front of us, which is ministry. You know, He wants us to continue to evangelize. And
without a question, sister, and I, you know, I applaud you for sharing that. It's you know, we call it keeping it real here at 11th Hour Ministries, and I do appreciate the call from Amanda. We are studying the mystery of the gospel here, and we say this is the 20th century application to timeless instruction, and this is a miracle in motion. And there's a perfect example. Amanda, her life is, was spiraling out of control. She had no true north, no rudder to her boat, and so to speak. And look what God has done. He's turned her entire life around. We're going to go ahead and take a call from Quincy in Oceanside right now. Hi, Quincy. How are you, sir?
How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Mr. Quinton, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, just loving life and loving the Lord.
Okay, sir. So you live in Oceanside, and the question is, sir, is has God moved powerfully in your life? Scripture, can you give any witness, or do you have a praise report?
I have a praise report. Me and my girlfriend Elsie, we've been having a little bit of problems here and there, but God has blessed us in a sense of, the love, get us through everything. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, starting on verse 4. Love is kind, love is patient. We've been really, really patient with us, or with each other, and God has just opened doors for us, in the job world, and as well as, just life.
Amen.
The love that we have for each other, is growing every day, as well as the love for the Lord has been growing every day.
So, Quinn, may I ask you how old you are, sir?
I'm 19 years old.
19 years old. And so, have you lived a life outside of the Bible and God's instruction through the Bible? And have you tasted the world without God in your life, sir?
Oh, yes, I have. And it's nothing nice. God's been in my life from a young age, and I chose to ignore it. I chose to be defiant, from a young age, and, drugs have been in my life. Drugs have been very prevalent in my life, and it's just, as soon as I got out of rehab, things have just been going up and down, but, just being with, just getting in the Bible lately is just, they've been opening doors, in a positive way.
Amen. But obedience to the Lord, and his promise is that if you are obedient to him, that he will bless your life. There are curses for disobedience. So when we choose to ignore or turn away from our God and his instruction by the way of the Bible, he makes it very clear that he will give us curses for our disobedience. And as soon as we turn to him and repent from our behavior and ask for forgiveness from him, thank God he's merciful and graceful. And this is a witness to the fact that once you do turn from your behavior, that God will bless your life. And once again, at 19 years old, what an awesome thing to hear from a man like you, that you've embraced the word of the Lord, and he's moving powerfully in your life. And God bless you and yours, and live a life that's worthy of God's blessing, brother. That's my recommendation to you, is that every day strive to live the best life you can, that God can bless everything you do. Ask yourself the question, can God bless this behavior? Can God bless this thought? Will he bless it? And if you stay in the Word and continue to go to a good Bible-based church here in North County, we recommend the Lighthouse Christian Church. Pastor Mike, at the people at the Lighthouse Christian Church, they're on fire for the Lord. They do a great job. Everything is according to the Bible, and the body and blood is served each week, and it's so awesome too. But there's so many good Bible-based churches. Just find one that they read Scripture and follow closely according to the Word of God. Once again, Quinton, we thank you for calling in, sir, and God bless you and your girlfriend, and may you have a fruitful and blessed life, sir.
God bless you too, Mark.
Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Sir. Bye-bye. Quinton was referring to, actually, the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4, where the Bible talks about, the way we are to love each other. I was in relationships early on in my life, and I didn't even know what love was, but the Bible clearly says it on 1 Corinthians 13:4, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, and it's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And the promise from God is one thing that we should make clear, is that God never breaks a promise. He cannot and will not break his promise to us. Tonight, we'd like to ask anyone who's listening, this next coming week, we're on every evening, every Sunday evening at 7 p.m., KCEO Radio, AM 1000. KCEOradio.com is another way to tune in on your laptop or your computer to receive the program as well. We do have a website built for the 11th Hour Ministries called 11thHourMinistries.net. We are here studying the mystery of the gospel according to God. The phone number is 760-720-5236. And we love the fact that Carol from South Carolina, she corrected us twice. We got a phone number correction. It was 760-720-5236. And she lives in South Carolina, not North Carolina. So let's make sure we keep that straight. But tonight we're going to end the program with another word of God, which is that this is the prayer that is prayed for those who are listening, who want to learn about God and become a part of a God-based church or a God group. The sinner's prayer, it's called, and that is that you are to confess that you are a sinner. If you believe these things, God will bless you. Confess that you are a sinner and repent from your sin. You have to believe that Jesus died for you, was buried, and rose again in the third day from the dead. Then you need to invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Lord and Savior. In Romans 10:9, it says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. We recommend that you read your Bible every day, that you talk to God every day in prayer out loud or you know, in quiet, if whatever direction you would like to go in that case. That the Bible clearly says that we are to be baptized to worship and fellowship with other Christians in a Bible-based church, and to tell other people about Jesus Christ and the good news of the gospel. We're just so grateful to have the Word of God in our lives and the Scripture. God is so abundantly blessing the people that we see in this world who finally are turning to the Lord. We're so grateful for all of the good churches and Bible practicing Christians in our worlds. And it's just, that's so encouraging in a world that's so lost. You know, at this point in time, we're just so grateful to see the Lord and his works. And so at this point in time, I'd like to just leave with one more scripture that might really hit home here. And this is Deuteronomy 29:27. Therefore, the Lord's anger burned against this land, so that he brought on it all curses written in this book. In furious anger and in great wrath, the Lord uprooted them from their land and thrust them into another land, as it is now. Be careful how you walk in this world. There is a God. He is real. And he expects you. The Bible says that our God is a jealous God. We do hope that you will get a copy of the NIV Bible, New International Version. And we recommend that you read Psalms and Proverbs, and the New Testament is the is a good way to start reading your Bible. We'd like to take more calls next week, with the proper phone number being 760-720-5236. If you have anyone out there that you know that might be able to benefit from a program such as this, please do let them know that we're on KCEO Radio AM 1000. Phone number is 760-720-5236. This is the 11th Hour Ministries. Go to the website, 11thHourMinistries.net. Drop us a line. Tell us how you feel. We do love you with the love of the Lord here at 11th Hour Ministries. God bless you, and we can't wait to get back with you next Sunday at the same time. Have a good night. God bless.
AM 1000, KCEO, Vista, San Diego. Independent.